We are Simen Reish Mem Hei Sif Gimel. We had learned in Sif Aleph the ideal situation which is mutter when a yid and a guy make a shutfis together. They should make up the shutfises for 5 days of the week, the shutfim, and Shabbos, the whole Asik belongs to the Goy, Sunday belongs to the Yid, and then there's no problem. If there was no Hasnoah, so then it looks like even though the Goy will work Shabbos, and the Yid will work Sunday, but it seems that since theoretically they became shutfim, and there's a mutual obligation on each one of them to work, so the Goy who is working on Shabbos is working b'shliches ha-Yisrael, and the Yid that's working on Sunday, so he's working b'shliches ha-Goy. So it comes out the work on Shabbos was done through the Goy for the Yid. That's why this is also. God, he brings down over here from the Marsham that if the Tchilis Ha'esik was not with this Tnai. No, even later, another case, Himhoya Yisrael Betchile Bailim Levadoi. The Yid was an owner himself, and later he wants to take a Goya Shutiv, and he makes this Shutvis, so it's also not so poshut if this is Mutter. But let's go back now to our case that we had a shutfis that started off not properly. So we're up to Sif Gimel. Heiche sheloi hisnu betchile. They made the shutfis. They have to work b'shutfis, and then the guy is working Shabbos and he's working Sunday, which is also because it looks like the Goy is working for the Yid in Shabbos. Yesh tikkun. So one can be misakin, one can fix up this Asik. And how is this done? Sheyachzer hamoicher lahem demei hakarke. They purchased a karke b'shutfis. That was one of the cases. Yeshlem sode oitano oimelchitz b'shutfis. They bought it from someone. So they go over to the person who they purchased it from, and they say they want to sell it back to him. And they sell it back to him. The Moichah gives them the money they had given him, and then they'll purchase it back again. So it comes out that Asik became bottle. Now it belongs to the Goy. The field belongs to the Goy. The Melchitz belongs to the Goy. And now they're going to purchase it again. But now they're purchasing it with this Tanai that we should film for 5 days. Shabbos it's yours, Sunday it's mine. That's one Eitzer. If they can go back to the person they had purchased it from. Or they should sell it now to a third person, and it's finished, it's sold, and now they'll purchase it back from this third person. So that means this Asik that was done not properly, the only way to be matter it is to be mevatel the whole Asik. We can't change it now in the middle. He brings down from the Chazanish, so let's make now an Asik. Good, we were shut for 7 days. Now we will decide between ourselves that it's yours for Shabbos, it's mine for Sunday. So he brings from the Chazanish, that is not permissible. If this is still a continuation of the old Asik, people will not understand that something changed. And therefore, it is also, unless they're mevatel the previous Asik completely by selling it back to the one who they had purchased it from, or selling it to someone else and repurchasing it from him. Vim nishtatvu bachanus v'loy hisnu, if they purchased schoire and they're selling schoire in the store, when they did not make this tnai, so they have to be mevatel the shutfis. Yachzer kol echod v'yitol chelkoi. They should be mevatel the shutfis. We purchased schoire for $1,000 for shutfis. We should mevatel the shutfis. You take your $500 worth of schoire, I'll take my $500. V'yevatlu ha-shutfis v'achar kach yachzeru lehishtatev. Then they can, so now they can become again shutfim. V'yasnu batchile. Now they'll make a tenai. That means I have $500 worth of schoire, you have $500 worth of schoire. Let us become shutvim, and now they will make the tnai properly. Vim kiblu hakarke lasis boy meloche b'shutvis. This is another case. That means they didn't purchase the karke. They were mekabel the karke. Someone owns the karke, and they were mekabel the karke from this person, and they're going to work b'shutfis on the karke. They're going to get, they're like arisim, and they're going to get a percentage, but they are now shutfim in this karke for all 7 days. Yevatlu hashituf. So they have to be mevatel the shituf. Exactly how this is done, I don't know. V'yimchalu ze lo ze, and one is meichel the others. That means all the obligations that one had made to the other, they should be meichel. V'acher kach yachzeru lishtatev v'yasnu batchila. So al kaponim, it says here amir de kechaymer, that Chazal wanted that the tchilas ha'esek should be with a muta deke shutfis. We're shutfim for 5 days. It's yours on Shabbos, it's mine on Sunday. And if it was not made properly, you're mevatel the whole esek and start from scratch. But we can't be misakin this Asik in the middle by will change the conditions. So that's Fafalin, or the so they should sell it to another guy. That's what he says. Sheyachzer hamoichel lahem ubachoshin mishpot isim shetzorich ato kinyin michodosh lahatnais lahamoichetz, not sufficient. The first case, when they purchased a karke from a goy, so he said we have to be mevatel the mekach. How we mevatel the mekach? He should give back the money. He should give back the money they had given him. So that is not sufficient. They have to make a kinyan they have to make a kinyan to sell it back to the guy, a proper kinyan in Chayshin Mishpat. B'Chayshin Mishpat isi shetzoich ato kinyan mechadosh lahaknis lamoiche v'loisagi boze sheyachzer loyadomim v'hashtar mechirem. That means it is not sufficient. They bought it from the goy. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, "Sheyachzru hamoicha lahem demei akarke." They'll give them back. You have to make ma'ase kinyonim. You have to make a new ma'ase kinyon that he gives them back the domim and they make a shtar. It's not sufficient, he gives them back the domim and they return the shtar mechire. You have to make now a new maise kinyan that they're maknet to him the karke. V'ayin shom simen kuf peites v'kuf tzadik tal v'yin kinyan ha'ene Yehudi. How one can make a proper kinyan. That means that they have to sell it back to the guy, not just give him back the shtar he gave them, to sell it back to the guy, and then they can repurchase it from the guy.
This is what I feel with it then. No, if they didn't do it, there would be no...
There's a big problem. If they didn't do it, we're stuck. That means the Mechaba is saying a Meir de Kizach. In order to have this heter, the only way to should be a Mutter de Kishutvis, there has to be a Mutter de Kishutvis only when the Shutvis became, they were only Shutvim for 5 days and it belongs to the Goy and Shabbos, it belongs to the Yidan Sani. That's the only way it's Mutter. If it was not done that way, they can't make between themselves now. What?
In other words, there's no bad, except for the punchline is there's no video of it. It's just
That's right. You have to be mevatel this shutvis and make a new shutvis, which is amir de kechayma. What? No.
That's how you avoid. What I kept thinking about is that this is going to start looking like the same sort of chashash people have about some chometz and pesach. That you're going to be selling the business back to the goy and on a Friday and Sunday, oh, you buy it back. But if you only have it being lachatchila,
it was only purchased this siphon.
So yeah, it's not going to look like, oh, well, just circumvented the whole thing.
Yeah. Now we're going to have a very difficult remark. They didn't do this. They had made a shutvis. That was the shutvis. The shutvis was that they bought it for 7 days. The guy worked Shabbos. He worked Sunday, which is also that was also. So now we're just gonna. So the Rama says, V'mirza lahaskir la'eni Yehudi chelkoi b'Shabbos. All of a sudden, the Rama comes now with two tremendous kulas. If he wants to, that means the field belongs to us. And so, if he wants to rent out the field to the goy and chelkoi b'Shabbos. That means he's going to rent out the field to the goy on Shabbos. So it's your field now. You rent. I'll take rental from you. And now you'll work on the field the whole Shabbos. I rented it to you. Case number one. Oy lesochroi b'kiboylis. Or he's going to make up with the goy that... A kablonis, the kablonis is that he makes up with the guy, if you make a certain amount of money on Shabbos, you get a certain percentage. Shori, uchamoyshen isboy la'el, soiv simen reishim emdal den yemeches, umadbeye de shori, v'chorshken kan de shori im shutvis ha'ene Yehudi. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see this is a very, very difficult remark. V'im yirtze, ayin b'mogin Avrom v'taz. Shiniskashu Boze Moit, and in Sharat Sini brings down the Goyin also does not understand this Rema. The Lomer Yiyeh Mutter. These two Eitzes of Kablonis, or that he says for whatever, if you'll make a certain amount, you'll get a percentage. Or I'm renting out to you the field on Shabbos. So you're working on your field Shabbos. The Lomer Yiyeh Mutter. Ve'enei doime l'simen reish mem dalet. Now the Rama brought down Amar Ramokim. Chmoishin is bar la'el soiv simen reish mem dalet linyan meches umadbeye d'shori. Now, over there we had a halacha. Let's just refresh our memory. We had a halacha in simen reish mem dalet as follows. That a yid acquired, he bought from the Tsar the meches, the tolls from a whole week. And if no one will be there to collect the tolls on Shabbos, it's a hefsed merubah. And the Odom is Bohu al Mamoine, it's a very big hefsed. It's a hefsed merubah. And Odom Bohu al Mamoine. So, because of this, Chazal bent backwards and were matter a few asurim. They said kibaylis is muta or schiris is muta. They said that he's allowed to rent out the meches to the goy on Shabbos. That means it's his meches, but he's selling it or renting it to the goy. That whatever the goy takes will be his on Shabbos, or he gives him a percentage. Kablonis, that means if you make X amount, so you get a certain percentage, so he's doing it for himself. Being matter this, we were matter a lot of Isurim. First of all, there's a Maris Hayin, which is a tremendous problem. So for a Hefsid, Merube, we were matter the Maris Hayin, it's a tremendous Hefsid. So the matter the Maris, this Meches, it was a Hefsid Merube, the were matter the Maris Hayin. There's a second problem. This is the goy is working for him only on Shabbos, which is also never permissible. And it's mefulsem that this is the malacha of the yid. It's like he's doing it in his house. Everything became mutter because odom bohu al mamaynoi, and who are matter these in Yonim. Here, not necessarily are we speaking about we have the same conditions. We don't have a Hefsed Meruba over here. It could be Mavatel the Shutvis. There's Eitzis over here. You have to know if you could be Mavatel the Shutvis, if you can't be Mavatel the Shutvis. But here's Tamazoi for the Ramah to say this halacha, if he wants, there's an Eitzah, you know, there's an Eitzah. He can rent out the karka to the goy, and he'll work on it on Shabbos, and or kiboyles. So, I'm a magnavron v'tashen iskashu b'zeh ma'oid. The lama yiyah mutar. There were matter, a tremendous hefsed moment. So that was the key of the heter. Here we're talking about who says there's such a tremendous hefsed. I mean, we didn't give any of these conditions. Meches was such a case. So this is a tremendous problem. V'tirets ha-mogen Avrom b'maskon. So the Mogen Avrom, he says, we have to learn this Rama with a grain of salt. We're not being matter to the heta over here is not such a big heta. B'hocha ayri shemaskil loy es chelkoy b'shabes b'havlo. That means like this: we have a field that belongs to both of them, and he's renting it out. We have two heterim, a heter of schiris and a heter of kablonis. So let's learn each at a time. In the case of schiris, he's renting out to him that I'm renting out, it's our field, so I have a chelik in the field, so my chelik I'm renting out to you. So if we rent it out for Shabbos alone, so that's Schar Shabbos. So you're not allowed to rent it for that. I'm not allowed to get schiris for a rental on Shabbos alone. Shemaskilo yeschelkei b'Shabbos b'havlo. No, we're not renting it only for Shabbos. Dahainu shemaskiloi kol yemei hashabosei shaloi. We're renting to you all the Shabbosos, im shnayim ushloisha yomim mimei hachil. I don't know if this means each week or in the year. We're renting out also 2 or 3 days of yemei hachil. It is not, I'm renting out this field to you for Shabbos plus yemei hachil. So the su leke kan mishum schar Shabbos. So there's no schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is if I'm receiving a rental for Shabbos. So then that's schar Shabbos. And schar Shabbos is osur bano. We'll see later in the seif of the simin. It's not, but schar Shabbos b'avlo. I'm not only renting it to you for Shabbos. I'm renting it to you for Shabbos plus Yimei Achil, and you're going to pay me the rent for Shabbos plus Yimei Achil. So this is Schar Shabbos Bahavlo, and this is Mutter. So this is not a Chiddush. This is Poshet. We'll see soon what the Chiddush is. Umad Shori B'Kiboilis, and that it was Mater B'Kablonis. That kablonis is that you make a certain amount of money, you get a percentage of this. So it's called he's doing it for himself. Adaita denavshe kovit. Mayri gamkein shlo yichid lo yishabes b'kabolis. That means like this: kablonis on Shabbos is also that I'm going to tell you that you do this on Shabbos only for Shabbos. Kablonis b'Shabbos is also unless over there it was mutar b'hefsed merubeh. No, it's not on Shabbos. I'm telling you, elo b'stome. So b'stome means I come over to the goy. You know, we should film, but I'll tell you like this. If any day you want to take over the business, and you're going to make, normally we make, let's say, $100 a day, we should film, I work, you work. If you're going to make $150, you can keep $100. Whenever you want to do it, you can do it. Lavdavke Shabbos, you can do whatever you want. So my mail, this is not the guy on Tuesday can tap the yid on the shoulder. No, I want to take over today. I'll take over, and if I make $150, I get $100. Fine. He does this on Tuesday. He can do it on Shabbos. And so since the kablonis is not meyuchet for Shabbos, whatever you want to do, you can do it. And he's doing it adaita denavshei. It's mutter. So Memele, this whole Chiddush, what the Rama said, all of a sudden, there's no Chiddush. That means he was matas chal Shabbos bavlo shkayach. Shabbos bavlo is muta. This kabbalonis is also muta. I didn't say you should do it. Kabbalonis for Shabbos is also. You should do this only for Shabbos. Whenever you want to do it, whenever you feel you want to work the whole day, I'll make a deal with you. I'll go and base medrash. You go and learn. You go work, and I'll give you a percentage of whatever you make. $150 and get $100. Yeah. So what is the Rama telling us? So these things are dvarim mutarim. This is not the heter of meches. Meches was Achman and Islam. There was a hefsed merube in the Adam Bolam Amoinoi, and he's hiring for Shabbos, and it's a shrek. Ve'iker avusa de Rama de kamashmol de cheshinim bozeh lemaris ayim sheyoymru letzoyach Yisrael hu oise. The Rama is speaking about something else. That means this deal that we made, this deal that we made is, not everyone knows about this deal. I made a deal with you, the kablonis, that whenever you work, you make $150, you'll take $100. People don't know about this. People pass by, see this. We know one thing. We know this karka belongs to both of them. We know the karka belongs to both. And we see the guy working on Shabbos. So, and there never was an opmach in the beginning. Shabbos it's yours, Sunday it's mine. It wasn't like that. The pshat is you work Shabbos, I work Sundays. He's working for you, you're working for me. That's the marasayin over here. That's what it looks like. So the teretz is lechashinim mezel marasayin sheyoyim letzorech Yisroel hu oiseh. Since we know that this goy is a shutev, so memele a shutev, things can be done by one of the shutvim by the goyim, and we won't say that he's doing it for the yid, and he's a shutev, he's a goyish a shutev. Umashe kosav kemoishen is boyer, so good. Tavanosai kemoisham de loichosha shulamarisayim. There they weren't chayish from marisayim because they bent backwards. Vachoshkein hocha de lekemarisayim klau. Kivin shehu b'shutves imeine Yehudim. So the Sharet Zion says that's what Achayim say, but it's really a very big doichik because the Rama is giving a maramokim, just like over there we were matter, there was marasayim, but we were matter because hefsed merube. So here there's no marasayim. So what's the matter? So please, so what's you have to give a marshal when there's no marasayim? So then Sharet Zion, he says it's a doichik. Wuktsas dochuk, I mean. What the Rama gave him, a Ramokim. Anyway, Bechein hataz masik ledine, deine muta beze elabavlo. Fine, we cannot learn the Rama kipshutai. V'afal pikein, now, okay, so we have here, it's bavlo, and it's bekiboilis, and we matter all the main isurim we were matter. V'afal pikein yizoy, shloy ledabrin yudi be'esek b'shabbos. One more thing, v'daf didn't Shabbos geret, they shouldn't speak about, in Shabbos, they shouldn't speak about Isaac. Moshe Kos v'achoynim b'sayv simen reish mem dalet. Fine. What? Who knows? They were telling him that he's not allowed to talk to the guy. Yochel Yisrael, dalet. Yochel Yisrael litein la'ene Yehudi mois lihis asek bom. Oh, now, this is, he's going over to a guy, he's giving the guy money, and he's telling to the guy, you invest the money, you do business with the money. Finished. Va'af al-pi she'ene, that's what he told them, you do business and we'll split the rebochim. Va'af al pi she'ein Yehudi noisi v'noisim behem b'Shabbos. Even though the guy takes this money and he does business on Shabbos, chaylik imoy kol aschar b'shove, so they can divide up the profits equally. Mipnei she'ein meloche zu muteles al Yisrael la'asoyso, she'noimar she'ein Yehudi oise shlichusay. That means the whole problem we had by our shutvis was that a goy and a yid were shutvim. Both have to work on the field. So then when the goy is working on Shabbos, the yid is working on Sunday. So it looks like the goy works for the yid is working for the goy. So that is a problem. In this case over here, the guy is the worker. He gave the guy money to invest the money. He doesn't have to work. His chelik of the shutvis was he gave the money, you do the work. And we shutvim in that, number one. So the guy isn't working for me because I never had to work. There was no agreement mitzad the shutvis that I have to work also. You work and I gave you the money, number one. Number two, that I gave you the money, it's no one knows I gave you the money, so there's no problem bechlal that b'chein ha'esek nikah mimi hu. Yeah, now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah tazayin mimnei shein shimhoyo muteles olov. But if he had to work also with the money, that was the upmach, he works one day, he works also medina, k'may shekosu b'sif aleph, she'im lo hisne she'osa, she'neimar, and what's the yud zayin? The yud zayin is, she'neimar she'en yudi oise shlichusay, mishemer zikischar Shabbos leker. That means he can make business. That means he's investing the money Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he gives him a profit. He ends up with a profit what he got from the investments on different days of the week. No one knows bechlal who this money belongs to. Ratzalim the mishumar esayin sheyem rabriyis shein yehudi schirehu. People will say he hired the guy to work for him. So just like who leke gam came. The haloi ein ha'esek niker shal mihu. That means the problem we had of people will say it's chiroi. That's what we're speaking about. There was a melchitz, there was a soda. We know this was the yid soda, the yid's melchitz. The guy is working on it. So now we have to know that he rented to the guy. Is the guy a oris? Is it shchir to be a oris? Is it not shchir to be a oris? That we had, and we had a lot of problems that started because we knew that this is Nikra Shmoy Olav, this is the Yid's Melchitz, and the guy is working the Yid's Melchitz. Now we have to know what is Pshat in this Eisek. But over here, no one knows it's the Yid gave him money. V'shim hoya Nikra, everyone know that this is the Yid's money. V'nikra Shem Yisrael hayosa. This is also to tell the guy to invest it on Shabbos. That means he told him invest the money. Now what the guy does, he does whatever he wants to do. He feels he wants to invest it on Shabbos, invest it on Shabbos. But if he'll tell the guy, listen, there's a good deal going on Shabbos, I want you to invest the money on Shabbos, that's also. To tell him to do it on Shabbos, that's also. Elo sheni yudi ba'atzma yoysa kein. Chamei shekosav kein ze besifei. Now, Avo, v'dav kol sidr rabo, v'dav ki b'chai gavne, sheni yudi noisi b'noisim l'chudim amois, avol im kol echod oisik b'yoymoi, but if both gave money and both are investing, v'yisrael soich lasik neged mash osik kene yudi b'shabbos, then it'll be the same thing. He works one day, he works the other day, the guy is working Shabbos, he's working Sunday, also... Also, then it'll be also, and then also, im loy shisni me bezeh, kaidim sheni statavim, echanal besifal, unless we'll have this tonight. Sifay, mutter li Yisrael litain schoire lein Yehudi limker. Now, a different case. He gave him wallets to sell. He gave him 200 wallets, you sell the wallets. Im kotzatz loy scha, that means you sell 10 wallets, you get $5. So memele ubelvad shaloyim aloy mecher b'Shabbos. He shouldn't tell him sell the wallets on Shabbos. Again, I'm giving you schoire. No one knows that this is my schoire. You're selling it. I'm not telling you to sell it on Shabbos. You want to sell it on Shabbos, that's your isik. And you're not doing it for me. It's a daita denavshe. Im kotzot lo ischa. That's kablonis. That means you sell 10 wallets, you get $5. So if he's going to work on Shabbos, because he wants to get to the $5. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Those amrinen adaita denavshi ovid ve'enoi kishluchai. Then he's not hishliach. Ubelvad vim yoim hashuk hu b'Shabbos. If the market day is Shabbos, he's giving him wallets to sell. The only day he sell the wallets is when in the market day. Afilu b'stoma osa davikilo omar. Now, zogt dem Machaber weiter. Tanu, this is a very interesting halacha. Tanu shelakochai Yisrael mashkin me'eini Yehudi. Now, let's try to elaborate what the case is over here. A guy borrowed $500 from a yid, fine, and he took the yid wanted to be secure with the chayiv. He owes him $500. Now this guy by profession is a baker, so he took the tano as a mashkin. The tano is a mashkin for the chayiv. I lent you $500. The tano is a mashkin. But now we'll see it's speaking about, but the goy came over, it seems like this. The Tano theoretically is security for the chayiv, but the yid didn't bring the Tano into his house. He has nothing but to do with this Tano. So the Tano is still b'shus ha'akum. Halachically, it belongs to the goy. Now it's mishubit to the yid, but be'emison it's the goy's tano. But this is security for. There's a shibud on this tano. That this is security for the chayiv. If you won't be up to chayiv, I'll be able to be goyve from the tano. But the tano is still in the goy's house, and it's security for the chayiv. Now,
and the goy is about to use it.
Well, the guy is allowed to use it. One second, the guy is allowed to use it also. Yeah. V'kibel olav ha'ini Yehudi. So the guy made such a cheshmen. Shema sheyale schar hatanu. So the guy made up an agreement as follows. That, listen, really, it's security for the chayiv. So I'm going to pay you rent. When I'm going to use this tanu, I'm going to pay you rent for the tanu. I'm going to pay you rent for the tan. V'kibo olav eini Yehudi, shema sheyale schar hatano, yitain li Yisrael beribis mo'isov. Now, really, I think it's beribis mo'isov because between you and me, he doesn't really owe him the schiris because it's his tano. but this is a ribis azah. That means you lent me, and that. So my mail, this is beribis moisov. She's going to pay him the rent as ribis. Should be worthwhile for you. Now the guy works on Shabbos with this tano, and he's paying him the rent. Muta liter schar Shabbos. Now he's paying him the rent for the usage of the tano on Shabbos, which lechayre there should be a shaila of schar Shabbos, but there's no shaila of schar Shabbos because schar Shabbos means if he's paying me for my thing. Here it's not my thing; it's his thing. So really, he doesn't owe me schiris. He's paying me. This is a ribis for the chayv. But that's how we stelled out the. That was the asik. The asik is that you're going to pay me the rent. Now, muta lita schar Shabbos lefi shohu b'shus ha'eni yudi, because it's really the guys. It's not he's paying. I'm paying you. If it would be the yitz tano, and he's paying him for the use of the yitz tano, so that's called schar Shabbos, which is bitter, which is awesome. But here it's really the guy's tano. That's the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi. Kibbol of Anoch is Mashi al Eschara tana yitin kule li Yisrael. Yeah. Ve'ein li Yisrael chelik boi el shibut ba'ome. Fine. He only is a shibut, so it's not his. Lefishi b'shus ein Yehudi. Ve'ein li Yisrael chelik boi. So it's not called Schar Shabbos. Now he's working in the Tano on Shabbos. The guy, the gam ain't a Yisraelim loy lasek b'Shabbos. I didn't tell you to bake on Shabbos. The Yehudi ki kotor benavshi toch lekaim tnoi. He owes him money. He owes him. So he's working on Shabbos that he should accumulate money to pay up the yid. But there's no here. There's no shaila whatsoever. Now let us just see muta litoil. Hainu afilu sheloi behavlo. This is afilu without havlo. Ve'netzorich, that means afilu will only rent it for Shabbos. It's also muti. You don't need a het of havlo because it's not schar Shabbos, because it's not the yitz. Ve'netzorich lahasnois klum. You don't have to make any tnoim. The working that is, there's no shutvis over here. The working that he's working because he wants to work. He wants to pay up the chayv, the schiris that he owes to the yid. So there's no shaila of the working, and there's no shaila of the schiris.